Happy Friday, everybody. It is Andy back with some NHL best bets for our Friday, May 27th. However, I'm currently coming to you from the past, like X-Men Days of Futures Past style. I recorded this on Thursday before any of the games started, so I actually don't know what the results are. But just like you, I got some Memorial Day weekend plans. I can't be sitting around making videos on Friday of Memorial Day. I got some people to see and some things to do. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to leave you a little something juicy, a little something wild, something that might be able to get you through all 3 days of Memorial Day weekend. I got a plus 300 bet. Oh my God. Before you learn about this plus 300 bet, you should probably want to plus 200 your bank account by going to BetMGM, placing a $10 bet on any one of these NHL games. And if either team scores, MGM's going to credit you with $200. You just got to click the link below or go to BetMGM and use the promo code OSNHL. Tell them Andy sent you and put $10 on any game. Doesn't even matter what the line is. You want to take the Avalanche? You can go ahead and take the Avalanche, even though they're a minus 170. But that takes us to our bet for this Friday. I'm not going with the Avalanche, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, am I going to go with the Blues? Oh, I'm going to go with the Blues by two. I'm going with the puck line. You actually have to go to alternate spread for this. I'm going St. Louis Blues -1.5. A, because it's a holiday weekend, but B, I think it's a real possibility. As the playoffs have started and progressed, game by game, you're seeing Colorado slow down. In the third period of that game, when they were trying to hang on to that lead, you have not seen Colorado dominated like that throughout the whole course of the playoffs. And even more so, remember, they swept the first round, then had a long time to rest. They don't look as fast as they did in either game one of this series. Like, go watch the tape of game one, and then go watch the entire first round. Because remember, ladies and gentlemen, speed and tenacity cannot last throughout four rounds of the playoffs, but structure and system does. That does transfer from the season and then round to round of the playoffs. But when you're talking about teams who fly 95 miles per hour, it doesn't work when you're getting crushed behind your net every time, like Sam Girard, who's out of the playoffs. So Colorado is undefeated on the road. They are 4-0 on the road. And last game I said they were going to be the first to score. They were. They just ended up losing. I don't know who's going to be the first to score in this one, but if there's ever going to be a game, like, is St. Louis really going to go 0-3 on their own home ice? If there's ever going to be a game where they layeth the smacketh down, quoting The Rock, circa like 1999, it's going to be game 6 in their own building. And obviously, Colorado has all the pressure on them. Year after year, different things keep happening in this second round. Last year, they had a 2-0 lead and then lost 4 straight to Vegas. Now, all of a sudden, they had a 3-1 lead, a 3-0 lead in the crucial Game 5 on home ice. They blew that. Are they really going to go right into St. Louis and fix this up? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no and take the Blues in a beating. I'll take the puck line -1.5 for, I believe, plus 310. You got 100 for Saturday, 100 for Sunday, 100 for actual Memorial Day Monday, and you're good to go. So give me the Blues -1.5. Forget about the props. We're going big balls Friday, and we'll see how it goes. All right? Take it easy, and if you are one of those homebodies on Memorial Day weekend, don't worry. I'll be back with you tomorrow for some Saturday bets. Take it easy.